ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। So today's a topical class. It's the second last topical class of the school year. We'll have two more classes, this and the next one, given by a student. And then we will have a roundup session only with the students in the classroom, which will be announced. A roundup session for the year. We will not do the roundup session in the temple room because the audience in the community varies, and as it is part of a course of the college, even if we share it with the community, we will do it in the classroom, the third one. So therefore, this is the last topic of the year, and we want to reflect about the principles and values we have been discussing throughout the year, principles of devotional service, direct practices of devotional service, and also values in terms of character development, Vaishnava character. So it's Vaishnava principles and Vaishnava character. And what we want to reflect about today is that it's how do we live these principles and values, Vaishnava principles and values, how do we live them? And particularly we want to look at, are we living these principles with integrity? This is the topic. So I selected, Srila Prabhupada does not use frequently the word integrity. Was not one of his favorites in the vocabulary. We find it 220 sometimes in the Vedavis. And many times even it is used in another context, not integrity in terms of ethical values, like His Grace Shesha Prabhu is teaching a course on ethics this week. So he's not using the word integrity in terms of ethical values so often. Sometimes he uses it in terms of integrity of the elements in the universe, for example. But there is one in one section which catch my attention, if I'm able to find it. It's in relation to Lord Vamanadev's Leela and the character of Bali Maharaj, the king of the Asuras, who is also a Mahajana, a great personality. I think it's okay because I will have to go on. So thank you. It's okay. I'll leave it like that on purpose so I can get out. Don't have to push it back. So this is chapter 21st of the 8th canto, Bali Maharaj arrested by the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada in the summary for the chapter mentions how Bali Maharaj was very determined and he had integrity. And this is very relevant to us because Bali Maharaj, he was born in a family of asuras, and many of us, I mean, I don't want to say, I don't want to, but what I mean, we have, it's true in the age of Kali, the Deva and the Asura live within the same body. So we have at least some part of Asuric tendencies coming from family traditions. And if that's not the case, at least if we don't want to put it like that, because we love our parents and our family, and I do love my parents and my family also. So if we don't want to put it like that, but we have influences coming from Asuric society, isn't it? That's the case for the majority of us. So Bali Maharaj is coming from an Asuric family. Of course, there are many coolies here, ex-coolies, and saying, I was born in a devotee family, so you are especially fortunate for that. But that will not spare you from the Asuric tendencies prevalent in the present age. So there are some parallels there with Bali Maharaj. And then Bali Maharaj, he surrendered unto the Lord. And he was very sincere and very determined to fulfill his word, even though that will make him suffer from the external point of view. So I will read Srila Prabhupada's summary to this chapter, Bali Maharaj arrested by the Lord. This chapter describes how Lord Vishnu, desiring to advertise the glories of Bali Maharaj, arrested him for not fulfilling his promise in regard to the Lord's third step. All of you know the Leela. Bali Maharaj had offered Lord Vamanadev, the Lord in the form of a beautiful dwarf, Brahmana dwarf. He offered him 3 steps of land. Actually, he offered him whatever he liked as charity. And the Lord said, I want only the amount of land I can cover with 3 of my steps. And Bali told him, but please, you are not very smart. Sorry to say it. You are not very, very smart. You look like a very wise person in terms of spiritual knowledge, but in terms of practical material knowledge, you don't know what to do in life. So please ask something more, because with 3 steps of land, you are very small. What can you do with 3 steps of land? And Lord Vamanadev, showing the principle of simplicity, he said, no, a Brahmana should be satisfied with a little piece of land, whatever he needs for his maintenance. If I have 3 steps of land, it's enough to put my body to rest. So I have a place to stay, and that's good enough for me. Of course, the Lord was, in one way, he was... It's a joke. It's good humor. The Lord is highly humorous. So, because later on, as we know, he took everything with 2 steps of 2 of his steps. He took all the land of Bali Maharaj, and even took more than he could give. With the 2nd step, he broke the coverings of the universe. So, the situation is that this is the promise Bali gave to the Lord, and Prabhupada is referring to that. With the 2nd step, the Supreme Personality of God had reached the topmost planet of the universe, Brahma Loka, which he diminished in beauty by the effulgence of his toenails. Thus, Lord Brahma, accompanied by great sages like Marichi and the predominating deities, of all the higher planets offered humble prayers and worship to the Lord. They washed the Lord's feet and worshiped him with all paraphernalia. Riksha Raj Jambavan played his bugle to vibrate the glories of the Lord. When Bali Maharaj was deprived of all his possessions, the demons were very angry. Although Bali Maharaj warned them not to do so, they took up weapons against Lord Vishnu. All of them were defeated, however, by Lord Vishnu's eternal associates, and in accordance with Bali Maharaja's order, they all entered the lower planets of the universe. Understanding Lord Vishnu's purpose, Garuda, the carrier of Lord Vishnu, immediately arrested Bali Maharaj with the ropes of Varuna. So he is giving everything, and still he's arrested. Sometimes we as devotees may feel like that. We may feel, I'm giving as much as I can, and still I am punished. Doesn't happen sometimes? Our family fails, our health fails, our wealth fails. Isn't it sometimes? And we may feel, I'm giving as much as I'm able to give, but still the Lord is punishing me. So this is a possible parallel we can draw from Bali Maharaja's activities and Lord Vamanadeva's activities. When Bali Maharaj was thus reduced to a helpless position, Lord Vishnu asked him for the third step of land. So you have given everything, you are punished, and still the cruel Lord comes and asks you, or me, for the next step of land. What you don't have, he's asking for. But you promise. You promise to give it. He's asking for it. Because Lord Vishnu appreciated Bali Maharaja's determination and integrity. So here Prabhupada uses the word integrity. He appreciated Bali Maharaja's determination to fulfill his promise and integrity. He was not going to change his mind. He was not going to protest, even if he had been cheated. He had decided not to follow the advice of his materialistic spiritual master, Shukracharya, who told him, do not give it to him. He is Vishnu. He's cheating you. You will lose everything by giving it to him. So now he was being a person of integrity. He did it with consciousness, in a conscientious way. He knew what he was doing. He was giving it, and he was giving it for good, whatever it cost to him. Lord Vishnu appreciated Bali Maharaja's determination and integrity when Bali Maharaj was unable to fulfill his promise. Lord Vishnu was certain that the place for him will be the planet Sutala, which is better than the planets of heaven. So he will send him to hell, but to a heavenly hell, where the Lord, he himself, will be taking care of the place by being the doorkeeper. So he wanted to reciprocate with Bali Maharaj. You gave everything for me, I'm giving everything for you. I'm going to be your doorkeeper. So this is one example of where Srila Prabhupada uses the word integrity. He does use a synonym word more often, the word sincerity. In some of the dictionaries, synonyms dictionaries, on the word integrity, the word sincerity is mentioned. It's not exactly the same, but it's it's mentioned as a synonym. I checked some dictionary definitions so we can define more precisely what we are talking about. The Webster Dictionary, it's a British dictionary. Yeah, I think so. It's connected to the British Encyclopedia. So then, this is what it was written on internet. So, three definitions: integrity, one, firm adherence to a code of especially moral or artistic values, incorruptibility. So it doesn't matter what happens, it doesn't become corrupted. Mali Maharaj, he did not become corrupted. Even though he was Spanish, he remained pure. Two, an impaired condition, soundness. To remain sound, to remain whole. It's like a whole. Three, the quality or state of being complete or undivided. Srila Prabhupada uses, in relation to bhakti, he uses the term ananya bhakti, undivided bhakti. There is no other loyalties, only loyalties to the Lord and his devotees and his servants. Now let us look at sincerity. The quality or state of being sincere. Honesty of mind. And then freedom from hypocrisy. So there is certainly a very close relationship. And in some ways, the word sincerity is synonym to integrity. Even though we could say integrity for the present context is more, we could say a more complete word, we could say. I saw a chart which I like at check internet as you do also. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any comments? I'll take two or three comments. We will not make it too long, but... What answers did you come up during the discussion? And I'm happy to share the question. Any thoughts? Good example. Another example that comes to mind is about devotees preaching. Sometimes we say, unless someone is perfect, someone may say, unless someone is very a very great example cannot preach. But that's not necessarily the case if it is done with integrity. I remember in Spain we had one devotee. He never lived for a long time in the temple because he had a problem coming from his family background. His family was alcoholic, so he had that habit and he couldn't give it up. Still, he was talking to people. Everyone he will meet, he will speak about Krishna. And he made many devotees, actually. I used to be the Bhakta leader. He sent 3, 4, 5, different, quite a number of people sent by him. But he will be very honest with them and will say, I have this problem, I'm not able to fully follow. But if you go there, they will tell you more, and they are very good people. And he was so sincere in his communicating that people will take him seriously and will come to the temple. And a number one devotee told me that what he saw when this non-initiated devotee sent him to the temple, he saw a very clean glance. He had never seen such a pure glance. And he could see that person really care for him. And this brought him to the temple and to give his life to Krishna. So we can also apply our integrity in this way, being ourselves in Krishna consciousness and properly acknowledging our situation. Of course, in the proper context, we don't need to put an advertisement on internet, that's not necessary, but it's acknowledging our shortcomings and working on them from there. Good. So I know the goal and I know where I'm at and what's the path So it's actually in theological terms, the Sambandha, Videya, Prayojana principles or divisions of the path of bhakti are integrated. I know who am I, where I want to go, the Prayojana, the goal, and the process, and I stick to the process as much as I'm able to. Good. Any other? Yeah, that's a most powerful method of transformation by association. Good. Yeah. Actually, what you are mentioning is a very important point. We saw how Srila Prabhupada, in the introduction we read, he put together determination and integrity. The determination of Pali Maharaj and his integrity. This was attractive to the Lord. The Lord felt happy about that. And also, for example, in the second canto of the Bhagavatam, there is a description of the sincerity of purpose of Brahma when he practiced his penance in devotional service. And Srila Prabhupada writes that Krishna wants to see how painstaking a devotee is willing to work for, to serve, in order to please Krishna. So determination and integrity, they go together. And to round, okay, two more points, Rasa Mandala Prabhu and Sudevi Mataji. That will be a lack of integrity, I will say. Is that, what will you say, is that integrity or? I'm asking everybody, what would you say? Why is not? Yeah. Okay, other thoughts? So it's lack of integrity because it's a way, it's quite a heavy lack of integrity in that it is trying to give, like, water down the milk and present water with a very little milk as if it was milk, but this is really, it's like I'm not hiding anything, but I'm actually presenting it as milk. It's not real milk. Integrity will be, I'm not really doing it, and take a humble position and not to point the finger towards others saying they are not. No, it's me who am not doing it. Yeah. Yes. Yes, we don't need to put down others in order to us feel good that we're doing the right thing. It's not necessary. And actually the process of bhakti is about compassion. So if someone is not doing, we should really, and we really care for the person, we don't put them down in a, generally speaking, of course, there may be particular circumstances where a strong stand may be needed. Last point. very good point. So it is not only about ourselves, it is about how it affects others. So that's also a sign of integrity to act, taking into consideration what impact will have in others' life, not only what impact will have on my life. My life is one aspect, but there are many other people who are affected. I like to end, thank you very much for your kind participation. I like to end by reading Bali Maharaj's words, what he said, and after he was arrested and the Lord told him, reclaimed to him, you are not fulfilling your promise, and he was going to be sent to hell for that. And this is how Bali Maharaj responded, even though he was being punished so severely. He had been cheated. He had lost everything. Bali Maharaj said, O best personality of Godhead, most worshipable for all the demigods, if you think that my promise has become false, I shall certainly rectify matters to make it truthful. I cannot allow my promise to be false. Please, therefore, place your third lotus footstep on my head. I do not fear being deprived of all my possessions, living in hellish life, being arrested for poverty by the robes of Varuna, or being punished by you as much as I fear defamation. It's interesting. It's not defamation about prestige, because he talks about false prestige. He doesn't care about that or being punished. But it's about, it's defamation on the higher sense. Like, don't do what is meant to be done. That's a integrity element. Since your lordship is indirectly the greatest well-wisher of us demons, sorry, there is one more. Although a father, mother, brother, or friend may sometimes punish one as a well-wisher, they never punish their subordinate like this. But because you are the most worshipable Lord, I regard the punishment you have given me as most exalted. Since your lordship is indirectly the greatest well-wisher of us demons, you act for our best welfare by posing as if our enemy. Because demons like us always aspire for a position of false prestige, by chastising us, you give us the eyes by which to see the right path. So what a level of integrity Bali Maharaj has. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.